He says the state of our union is strong. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I've never been more optimistic about our future, about the future America.
President Biden touting an economy a lot of Americans in polls don't think is in good shape.
We have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
And he took credit for 12 million jobs created in 2 years and the lowest unemployment rate in 54 years. And he also clashed at times with Republicans. Getting booed when he said some of them want to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. Arkansas's new governor gave the Republican response. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal sums it up.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, quote, "In the radical left's America, Washington taxes you, lights your hard-earned money on fire, and you get crushed with high gas prices, empty grocery shelves, and children are taught to hate one another on account of their race."
Dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Well, the president also said last night the U.S. will stand with Ukraine, fending off Russia's invasion for as long as it takes. And while he did not specifically mention the Chinese spy balloon, he did reference shooting it down.
As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
It's up to more than 9,600 people dead. An earthquake devastated Turkey and Syria. Time running out to find people trapped alive. And that is one of the moments when they pulled someone, a survivor, out of the rubble. Thousands of buildings were collapsed and the search continues. He's called King James and he got a new crown last night.
LeBron James, a shot at history.
That shot on TNT made LeBron James the NBA's all-time scoring champion, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was courtside watching. But LeBron James's team, the Lakers, lost Oklahoma City. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Super Bowl is just 4 days away. And it's not just the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles getting ready.
Local, state, and federal resources will secure the big game in Arizona. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says human trafficking crimes are a focus for police.
And we've also trained personnel in venues to identify the signs of victimization and to respond accordingly.
Cybersecurity also a top priority, and not just to the feds, as NFL Security Chief Kathy Lanier said.
We have a cybersecurity team at the National Football League, and then there are local cybersecurity teams here.
To all who attend, the see something, say something adage is being emphasized. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Missouri executed a convicted killer last night. Raheem Taylor got a lethal injection for the murders of his live-in girlfriend and her three young kids. He had claimed he was innocent, but the St. Louis prosecuting attorney said the facts are not there to support that. An American who left here to join the Islamic State, convicted of terrorism.
Ruslan Maratovich Asainov, a U.S. citizen born in Kazakhstan, was found guilty of providing and attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The jury also found his actions caused at least one death, which means he faces the potential of life in prison. Prosecutors say the former stockbroker from New York converted to Islam around 2009 and left his family in 2013 to head to Syria. Prosecutors say he fought a new numerous battles and built a notable profile in ISIS by becoming a sniper and later an instructor of nearly 100 other long-range shooters. His lawyers didn't dispute that he went to Syria and affiliated with ISIS, but they argued that his accounts of his role were boasts. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after big gains. The Dow had surged up 265 points. The Nasdaq also rose over 200. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.